Shalom to all. Today's off is holding up Kuf Gimel. We are on Kuf Beis Omid Beis, the very last word on the daf. And today's off is sponsored by Lilinishmas, Marsh Memsar, Basbiaka Moshe, Hernish, Amosh, and Havan Aliyah. We just brought two psukim, Loisech on Nefshim, Basar, and Basar Basad, the Trefal, Loisech Helu. And there's three stream learned from here, namely Aver Menachai, Basar Menachai, and there's the meat from a Trefa. And the question is, which of these stream are learned from these psukim? And we conclude by saying that if a person ate Aver Menachai and meat from a Trefa, everyone agrees he's going to be Chayv Shtayim because this is for sure from two different psukim. As in wherever Minu, Kuf Gimel on top, we have Memra, Achal Aver Menachai. Min ha-trefa, if he ate an aver menachai from an animal as a trefa, Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayv shtayim, or Shmuel Lakish Amar ain chayv alachas, only chayv one. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Nicho, this is good according to Rabbi Yochanan, because we said before these are learned from two different sukkim. El Rabbi Shmuel Lakish Kasha, according to Shmuel Lakish is a problem, because according to Shmuel Lakish as well, these are learned from two different sukkim. So why is there only one chiyuv? Amar Yosef, he answers like Kasha, no problem. Kan behema achas, kan b'shtei behemos. What difference is if this is from one or two animals? B'shtei behemos mechayv shtayim, behema achas pligi. If it's from two separate animals, meaning we have an aver menachai from one animal and a piece of trefa meat from an animal, it's a trefa. So then Reish Lakish holds his chayiv two, because from two separate animals. But if it's from the same animal, that's where Reish Lakish says he's only chayiv one. So the question is, b'mai pligi, what exactly is the machlokes? Why does Reish Lakish say that if this comes from one animal, even though it's two separate isurim, he's only chayiv one? So here we're going to have four different explanations. Amar Abaye Abaye says, explanation number one is, kigon shenitrefa imitzias ruba. It could be where this animal became a trefa as the majority of it came out of its mother. Marsar B'yachan holds behem b'chayel levarim medes, that an animal, when it's still alive, is for Evarim. We've had this term before, meaning it's meant to be Mechulakal Evarim, and therefore even when the animal is alive, each limb already is considered a problem of Evar Menachayv, and therefore Ve'isr Trefa Ve'isr Evar Bahadi Adadi Ka'asu, the Isr of Trefa and Evar Menachayv came at the same time. Therefore when a person eats Evar Menachayv from a Trefa, that's two Isurim come from one animal, so he's Chayv too. Whereas Marzah Rish Lankish holds it Behem B'chayah Lav Levarim Medes, then an animal when it's alive is not meant to be divided up into Evarim, and V'loy Asi Isr Evar Chayal Isr Trefa, the Isr of Evar Menachayv can't be added on to the Isr Trefa. The Isr Trefa came first, and then only later on, when the Aver was cut off, do we have this potential of Aver Minachai, but that can't be tacked on to the already existing Isr of Trefa, and therefore he's only Chayv one. V by Samuel Turnip, we could say, Dukoli Al Behem Bechayel, Lovely Varim Medes. Really, everyone agrees that when an animal is alive, it's not meant to be divided up into Avarim, so the Isr of Aver Minachai doesn't apply when it's alive. So what's a machlaikis? Umaisi Isr Aver Mechal Isr Trefa Kamiflegi. The whole question is, could we take the Isr of Aver Minachai, which is only to come later, and tack that on to the existing Isser of Trefa? Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds Asi Isser Aver Chayel Isser Trefa, then the Isser Aver Menachai could be attached onto the Isser of Trefa, whereas Mar Savar, Rish Lakish holds Lo Asi Isser Aver Chayel Isser Trefa, the Isser of Aver Menachai can't be tacked onto the Isser of Trefa, so only be Chayv one. V by some alternative, we could say, Dukuliyam Behem Bechayel Evarim Medas. The animal agrees to the opposite, then an animal when it's alive is meant to be Mecholik Evarim, and therefore it already does have the Isser of Aver Menachai when it's alive. So what's the issue? The situation would be where it became a trefa after the animal was fully born. Ubamaisi Isr Trefa Chayel Isr Aver Kamiflegei. The machlokes is, could the Isr Trefa be tacked on to the Isr Aver Menachai? Mar Savar Asi V'Chayel. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Isr Trefa could come on and be Chayel and be tacked on, be added on to the Isr Trefa. Whereas Mar Savar Lo Asi V'Chayel. Rish Lakish holds it can't be added on. Now Rav Amar, he gives another explanation. What would their machlokes be? Kigain Shetalash Mimena Aver V'Tarfa Bai. It could be where he cut off the Aver from the animal, and that's what caused it to be a trefa. For example, he cut off its leg, min or akuva l'mala. We had this earlier in the Masechta, and that caused it to be a trefa, and he did that when the animal was alive. So it was an Aver Menachai at the same time of trefa. And so what would the machlokes be? Marsar behem b'chayel levarim enoy medes. Rabbi Yochanan holds that when an animal is alive, it's not meant to be mechok levarim. So when it's alive, the limbs do not have a din of Aver Menachai, and therefore, Isser Aver v'Isser Trefa b'hadi adadi ka'asu. In this situation, the Isser of trefa and Aver Menachai come at the same time, because he turned the animal into a trefa as he cut its leg off, as we have Aver Menachai and Trefa at the same time, and that's why he's going to be Chayv too. Whereas Amar Savar Rish Lakish holds Behem Bechayel Evarim Medes, the animal already is considered meant to be for Evarim when it's alive, so the Isser Aver Menachai already existed then. V'loy is Isser Trefa Chayel Isser Aver, and the Isser of Trefa is not able to take effect onto the Isser of Aver, and that's why there's only one Isser in this case and not two. Now we continue with something similar. Amar Rechi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So here Rechi Bar Abba is quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Achal Chaylev Min HaChay Min HaTrefa. Let's say he ate Chaylev, was forbidden fats from an animal that was alive, and the animal was a trefa. Chayv shtayim, he's only chayv two isurim. So Amalei Rav Ami told him, "Flame Hamar Shalish, why don't you say that he's chayv three because he did three things? Chaylev from chay, which was a trefa. Shani Amir, because I say, meaning I quote Rabbi Yochanan saying Shalish." And Itamar Nami actually stated like this: Amar Rabba Vo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zochel Chaylev min a chay min a trefa, chayv Shalish. He's chayv for three isurim. So the question is, my kamifli was machleks over here. Why do we have one member named Rabbi Yochanan is chayv only two, another member named Rabbi Yochanan is chayv three? And the answer is going to Nitvarim Yitzias Ruba. For example, it became a trefa when the majority of the animal came out of its mother. Manda Amar Shalosh. The Dumanda Amrim, the Korbichon, saying that he's chai for three. Kasavar, they hold Behem Bechayel Levarma Medes. An animal once alive is meant to be Muchok Levarim. The Isr Chelev, Isr Aver, the Isr Trefa Behadia Dadi Kaasu. That means all three sum are coming at the same time. The Isr Chelev and Aver Menachai, and that it's a trefa are all coming at once. And therefore, you're chai for three. Whereas Manda Amar Shtayim, the first Manda Amar, Rubchi Bar Abba, who's quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that you're only chai of two. Kasavar Behem Bechayel Lavli Varim Medes. He holds that an animal is not meant to be Muchok Levarim when it's alive. The Isr Chelev, Isr Trefa Eka. And therefore, when the animal is being born, there's only this Isr Chelev and Trefa, whereas Aver Loy Asi Chayel, this of Aver Menachai, which would only come later once the Aver is cut off, that can't be Chal, that can't take effect on the two previously existing Isurim, so there's only two Isurim, not three. If you buy some alternative, we could say, Dukuli Alam Behem Vachayel, Lavle Varim Medes, that everyone holds that an animal is not meant to be Muchok Levarim. Ub Maisi Isr Aver Vachayel, Isr Chelev, Isr Trefa, come of again. Machlaika says, Could Isr Aver Menachai come and be Chal, take effect, be tacked on to the Isr of Chelev and Trefa. Marsavar Asi Chayel, Ravami Ravo Bashem Rabbi Yochanan, they hold that Aver Menachai could be Chal on Chelev and Trefa, whereas Marsavar Lo Asi Chayel, Rabbi Bar Abba holds that it can't be Chal. We bought some alternative, we could say, Dukuli Alam Behem Vachayel, Levarim Medes. It's all the way around, that everyone holds that an animal is meant to be Muchok Levarim, so Aver Menachai is always existing. Okay, so what's the situation here? Shinit for La Acher Mikan, it became a Trefa only afterwards, not as it was coming out of its mother. Uben Maisi Isr Trefa, Mechal Isr Aver Kamifelge, the Machloike says, could we tack the Isr Trefa onto the Isr of Aver? Mar Savar Asi Chayel, Midahava Chelev, Ravam Ravo hold that Isr could be tacked on, no different than the Isr of Chelev. Domar Meir was stated, Hatayra Amro, Yavi Isr Nevela, Yachal Isr Chelev, that the Isr Nevela could be Chal Isr of Chelev, Yavi Isr Trefa, Yachal Isr Chelev, and the Isr of Trefa as well comes and is Chal Isr of Chelev. Namely, we know that it's Asr to eat Chelev of an animal. The Pasuk tells us, Chelev Nevela, Chelev Trefa, skipping a couple words, V'achal Loisei Chluhu, don't eat the Chelev of Nevela or Trefa. Now, obviously, we know you're not allowed to eat the Chelev of Nevela and Trefa. Even if it wasn't Nevela and Trefa, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it because it's Chelev. What's the Pasuk telling us? That's what we just read now, that there's an extra Isr to eat Chelev from a Nevela or Chelev from a Trefa, meaning he's in Mechayev too. So we see that an Isr could be tacked onto the already existing one. Whereas the Idech, Rav Chibar Abim Shem Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that a Chelev hu de Chayel, that's the proper Girsa. The problem of Trefa can only be tacked onto Chelev. Why is that? Dehotar Mechlaloi, because there is some sort of heter for Chelev, namely the Chelev of Chayos is permitted, as we know from earlier in the Masechta. Therefore, we could add Trefa as another Isr. While Kof Gimel is on top, Aval Aver, Deloy Hotar Mechlaloi, Loy. But we're talking about Aver Menachai, where there's never a heter to eat Aver Menachai that we're not able to tack on, as Rav Chibar Abba holds, and in this case, we're not able to add on another Isr, and there's only two, not three. I continue to discuss Aver Menachai. The Gemara tells us, Kiosr of Dimon Dim came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, the Bamin Arab Shem Melach Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yechanan, Chalka Mechot Mahu. Let's say a person is eating Aver Menachai, and he splits the Kizayas of Aver Menachai into two outside. Right now, we're saying that means outside his mouth. So he splits it into two and then eats it. Mahu, what's it then? Is he Chayiv? So Amalei told him, Potter is Potter. He then asked him, Bifne Mai, what about if he split it into two inside his mouth and swallowed it in two parts? Amalei told him, Chayiv is Chayiv. As we're going to soon see in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the whole Chayiv is Hanaz Groinoi, the Isser that a person has for eating something that's Usser, comes from the fact that he had Hana, he had benefit in his Garoin, in his throat. Now, that doesn't have to be literally in his actual throat. It means even right before his throat, as he's chewing it, right before it goes down, there's a specific Hana over there that he has, and therefore, as long as it was in his mouth, and he had that Hana, even though he split it up into two pieces of a half a Gezias before he swallowed them, that's not an issue. He's still Chayiv, because he still had that Hana's Garoin. Now, another Mamre, Kiyas Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said that this is what the version was. Chalkam Bechot, Potter, if he divide this piece of Aver Menachai outside his mouth into two, and then he swallowed it, he's Potter, whereas Mebefnim, if it was on the inside, it's Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rosh Lakish Amar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Yochanan says Chayiv. Why is that? Harei Nene Groinoi Bekezayis? That's because we just mentioned his Garoin, his throat, that enjoyed a Kezayis together, whereas Rosh Lakish Amar Potter, he says Potter. Why is that? Achila B'mei of Be'inon Veleka. We need Achila in the stomach, and we don't have that. Since he swallowed the pieces in two separate shots, the key is the Me'ayim, the stomach, and those two pieces came in at two separate times. Memele Rosh Lakish says he's Potter. As we're going to find, El Rosh Lakish, Hechim Shkachas Lodim Chayiv. So according to Rosh Lakish, where do we find that he's Chayiv, freeing Kezayis of Aver Menachai? So Rav Kana, he answers, Begrumis Nizerta, with a small bone. This is referring to small bone that's part of the Gid HaNasha, actually. It's part of the ball of the thigh. That's where the Gid HaNasha is. And this bone has a little bit of meat with sinew and bone together. That's a whole shear, and it's not broken up because really it's a bone. So it's swallowed whole, and that's when Rosh Lakish would be Chayiv a person. We continue, Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar says, Afilu Chalkom Mechotz Nami Chayiv. Even if he splits it up into two outside his mouth and he eats those two halves, he's going to be Chayiv. Why is that? Because Mechotzer Kreva, Lav Gemchoser Maisa Dami. The fact that it's lacking, being brought close, is not like Mechoser Maisa. I mean, just because there's a slight pause in between eating these two halves, that's not considered like Mechoser Maisa. It's not like he didn't eat it. He still ate it Kezayas, and therefore he'd be Chayiv. We continue this discussion. Amr Shemalaka, she says, Kezayas Shaamru, this Kezayas that they said, Chot Mishal Ben Ashinayim. That's excluding that which stuck in between the teeth. Therefore, if a person is eating precisely Kezayas of meat, and some of it gets stuck between his teeth, even though he swallowed the rest of it in one shot, he's not going to be Chayiv because it's not a full Kezayas. Some of it stuck between his teeth. Or Shabbi Yechon Amr, he says, Afim Ben Ashinayim, even that which is in between the teeth is counted as part of the Kezayas. Amr of Papa, he says, then no. Bishal Ben Ashinayim, Dukolay Amo, Loi Pligi. No one argues regarding the meat that's stuck between the teeth. Even Rabbi Yechon would agree that one's not Chayiv for that. It's still in between his teeth. He didn't swallow it. Ki Pligi, what's on Machlekes, Ben Hachachinayim. This is translated as that which is in the palate, meaning it's stuck to his palate, so he never actually swallowed it. However, it got very close to his throat. What's it did over there? Marsha Riechan holds, Hare Nana Grunib Kezayas, his garin already had this Hanav Kezayas. Because we explained before, it doesn't mean that it's actually his physical garin, his real throat, that it has to go down his throat, even if it's near his throat. Just simply having it be on his palate and the fact that it was very close by to his throat, that itself is considered a Hanav that he would be Chayav for. And therefore, even though some of it is still stuck on his palate, it's still part of the Kezayas. Or Zumarsa Rish Lakish holds, Achilu B'meyav B'inon. We need the eating to be in his stomach, and since part of it didn't go into his stomach, he's not Chayav. A similar discussion, Amar of Asi Amar B'yechanan, Rav Asi quotes B'yechanan saying, Achal Chatzi Zayas, a person ate half a Zayas via Kiyoy, and he regurgitated it. V'chazav Achal Chatzi Zayas Acher, and then he went and ate another half a Zayas, Chayav is going to be Chayav for that. My time a why? Harinan a Grunig B'Kezayas. That's because his Garin had this Hana of a Kezayas, and even though the first half a Zayas was regurgitated before he ate the second half Zayas, it doesn't make a difference. He still had the benefit from both halves Zayasim, so he's Chayav. Now, Bar Blazer Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Blazer asked Rabbi Asi, what about the following? Let's say he ate half a Zayas and then he regurgitated it, and then he ate that very same half a Zayas that he just regurgitated. Mahu, what's the din? He's asking Gemara, what exactly is he asking him? Is he asking him whether or not this is considered it being digested? Meaning, was he asking him that now that he swallowed the first half a Zayas, perhaps that's already considered digested, and even though he managed to regurgitate it back up and then swallow it again, it's not considered like eating Kezayas because he already, so to speak, digested the first half. If that's the question, well then Vitiboy like Kezayas. Why didn't he just ask him regarding Kezayas itself? Why didn't he just ask him a more simple case? Why did he ate a half of Kezayas, regurgitate it, and then ate that same half? We don't like dealing with half Kezayasim usually. Just ask him about a whole Kezayas. He ate a whole Kezayas, which he's going to be Chayav for, of course. Then he regurgitated that very same whole Kezayas and swallowed it again. Is he going to be Chayav too? That should have been the question. And if you're saying that's not his question, I'll rather you want to say, what's his question? Ibasar Grinez Linon, Ibasar Meivaz Linon. Do we follow the throat or do we follow the stomach? And that's his question. Meaning, if we follow the Garoin, the throat, so then he would be Chayav in this case because he had a Na'az Garoin when he swallowed by the first half and then he regurgitated it and had Hanaz Garoin again when he swallowed it again. As opposed to if we go Basar the Meayim, he wouldn't be Chayav because half of Kezayas was swallowed and now that he regurgitates that and swallows the very same half, well, there's no Hanas Me'ayim of two half Kezayasim because by the time he swallowed the second half Kezayas, the first half Kezayas is not there anymore because again, it's the same half of Kezayas. So if that's what his question is, well, then Tishlei Mid Rabasi, why did Blazer bother asking Rabasi's question? Why didn't he just have a clarification based off what Rabasi himself had just said? Rabasi just said before in the Gemara, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person ate half of Kezayas, regurgitated it, and then ate a separate half of Kezayas, he's Chayiv for that. And that's because Harei Nene Groinoi. And so it'd be the same thing if he regurgitates and re-eats the very same half of Zayas. So why is Rabbi Elazar asking him this? And the answer is Rabasi, Gamre Yakerle. Rabasi had forgotten his learning. Also Rabbi Elazar Ledkure, and Rabbi Elazar was coming to help Rabasi remember his learning. Vachi Gamre, and this is what Rabbi Elazar was asking him. Why is it that you, Rabasi, were quoting Rabbi Yechanan and saying if he ate half of Zayas, regurgitated it, and then ate a separate half of Zayas? You should have just said the din regarding the same half of Zayas. He ate half of Zayas, regurgitated it, and then re-swallowed it. The ikel mashmine tarti. You'd be able to learn two things from there. Sham ina mina, you'd be able to learn from there. Deloy have ikel, that's not considered like it's digested. And sham ina mina, you'd also be able to learn from there. The reina ina grunib kezayas. The reason why a person's chayiv is because of anas groinoi, not because of anas meyav. And that's what Blazer was asking him. In other words, Blazer wasn't asking Rab Asi because he wasn't so sure what the din was. He was asking Rab Asi a question in order to jog Rab Asi's memory. Now, when he asked him this, Ishtik, he was quiet. Varmalev lamidi, he didn't say anything to him. So, Amalei, now Blazer responded to him, Maifes Hadar, which means Gadol Hadar. That's a quote from a pasuk in Zechariah, Anshe Maifes Hema, as Rabbi Elazar is showing a great sign of respect for Rabbi Asi by calling him this, and he further clarifies, Loizim Sagin Amr's Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, wasn't there many times you said in front of Rabbi Yochanan that if a person regurgitates and re-swallows that very same piece, he'd be chayiv? And from Lacha, Rabbi Yochanan told you, Harei Nana Grana B'Kazayis, so yes, you're 100% right. The person's chayiv because he had a Nazgarain, so we see that that's what the din is. Hajjah Chakira Nashe, Malzor finishing the seventh parak of Mesechus Chulin. Just like Mesechus finished this parak together, we Mesechus finished the entire Mesechus together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.